Welcome to Frugal SEO, the only SEO podcast where you'll learn how to get massive amounts of traffic without spending a lot of money. In today's episode, I'll be teaching you or talking to you about how Instagram marketers, such as yourself, need to have a website in order to have and achieve more sales, more conversions, more leads, and overall, more brand exposure. It will be more of a casual episode, so be sure to sit down or just tune it in while cooking, running, having a walk, whatever you want to do, but be sure to keep attention as I'm about to drop a lot of value bombs. The first reason to open a website or to consider opening a website if you're an Instagram marketer or provide services such as social media management, social media image creation, consulting, or anything Instagram related is because of the price. I sometimes hear people talking about how websites can be expensive and it's just something that goes out of their budget, but then I go to their pages or at least to their Instagram pages and realize how they're making $100 per consult. They're charging, let's say, $70 to make a carousel post and basically have high price tag services but don't dare to spend $5 each month in order to get more sales and more brand exposure. To me, it doesn't make any sense at all. You have services, you have valuable things that people in the internet want to see and are probably looking for. Your website doesn't have to be anything fancy or expensive, but it needs to exist. You may know it or not, but most purchases online start with a search engine search, which means that even if you don't focus on websites, being on the search engine results is already something you must look for. I wrote an article a while back that you can find at seoforablog.com/best web hosting options for small business. In that article, you'll find 12 different hosting services that go between $1 a month, yeah, that's right, 1 month of hosting services for $1. And I have more high-end options that go to, let's say, $30, $40, or even $60, but you probably don't need those right now. You just want to have a basic website. You don't even have to write on it, although I do suggest to take full advantage of SEO and search engine results, but you could just create a landing page for your services and local searches if you do provide local services. After understanding how cheap creating a website can be, it's important to know also that it provides a high return on investment. I'll take one of my websites as an example, which is one I started around August from last year. I did work on it a lot at the beginning, but I quickly got bored of it. I chose a topic that maybe I wasn't too keen about, maybe could have been because I just didn't feel like talking about it that much, even though I did like it a little bit. I don't know what it was, but I completely left it. But to this day, I'm getting around $40 each month. I know it's not a lot, but I'm getting around $40 each month just in traffic. I can easily sell that webpage for around $2,000. I'm receiving prospects each day because I'm getting around 12,000 views each month, 15,000 maybe. But anyway, it's something I worked on and that's bringing return on investment passively. And remember, that's a website that where I don't provide services, and it's giving me around $40 each month, and I'm just paying like $3, $4 per hosting site. Now imagine if you, a completely professional in the Instagram field, were to create a website and were to actually work on it. If just from traffic you're getting $40, let's say that you will get that, and you sell carousel posts and you sell Instagram consulting and you sell all these different services, I think you can easily imagine how much money you could be making if you were receiving a traffic such as the one I'm getting. The potential for a website to boost brand recognition, expand market potential with a positive online presence, reviews, and different kinds of exposure completely outweighs the cost of building and maintaining a website. That, as I said, if you really don't want to work too much on it, you can just create a landing page and a couple of articles based on keyword research. As I said before, a huge amount of purchases start in the search engine results. In fact, a study done by Local Search Association showcased how 93% of online experiences begin with a search engine. If we also consider that consumers use approximately 3 sources before making an individual purchase decision, you do have more reasons to start a website and be present in the online world. In my case, and that could just be me, I will never purchase a service just because you have a great amount of followers, just because you're engaging a lot or receive a lot of comments. I will go online, see who you are, see what you do, and see how well known you are in the Instagram marketing world. If you're just a guy who receives a lot of followers, I could just easily think or figure that you bought them, or maybe I could think that they're fake and they're just spamming your account to get exposure themselves. I'm a very picky buyer, and there are a lot of picky buyers such as me. So it's very important to have the most amount of credibility you can to avoid losing potential customers. But even though your website doesn't have to be anything fancy or expensive, you do have to provide a good user experience, be clear about what you offer, and make sure that the most important things or services you're offering are easily found across the website. You need a website for your business that it's clear enough for people to get in, see what you offer, and later purchase. Think of it as an Instagram feed. If you were to enter a website, if you were to enter an Instagram marketer's page and see that it doesn't have many followers, that the feed is ugly, that their images are not properly made, you will think that what this guy offers might not be what he's actually capable of doing. You have 10 seconds to leave an impression, or actually I would say around 5 seconds to leave a good impression on the website owner, just like if you were to find a client on Instagram, so be sure to make good use of them. Another reason, it's actually my last reason in today's episode, is that social media reach is diminishing. Sure, there are a lot of people who are growing on Instagram a lot, and it's something that I've noticed over the past few months that I've been on Instagram. I've known guys who are growing 1,000 followers each day. I've known people who go viral and just grow around 2,000 followers in about 24 hours. It's amazing, but at the same time, very few amount of people are able to achieve this. In general, social media reach is diminishing. Facebook and Instagram, which are basically owned by the same guy, have really pushed the idea that you can only grow through ads. They put barriers on organic reach in order for you to purchase ads and reach your actual customers or buyer personas. Sadly, it doesn't seem to get better anytime soon. In fact, it's getting harder and harder for businesses to connect with users on the platform. Sure, you can spend the entire day posting, commenting, sharing stories, and all that things. But if you're an actual business owner, that might seem like a hard task, especially when you have to solve actual clients' problems, deliver products and services, and overall manage your business. While I don't recommend you to leave Instagram, as I have finally found that it's valuable, it's also important to distribute your priorities and time in the right platforms. Sure, Instagram is a good way to connect with people, but if you were to work 2 hours in a website daily, you could easily post around 4 articles each week based on a proper keyword research and start getting organic visitors that will eventually convert into customers. Although it is possible, remember what I said at last, you do need keyword research and you do have to have your SEO in check. Otherwise, you'll probably work on this website for a lot of time and not get any visitors in result. So we have different reasons to start a website. You know that you can increase brand recognition, brand exposure, you can get more sales, you can get more traffic, you can get more leads, you can use it as a landing page. There are a lot of reasons to create a website as an Instagram marketer. At the same time, you know that the price shouldn't be a reason to avoid going online. You know that a website can give you a return on investment, which makes it very profitable. You know how most users like engaging online or with a business who has a website, and you know that social media reach is diminishing every single day. I really hope I got to open your eyes or at least make you consider about starting a website. I know I had many doubts before starting this website or my SEO for a blog.com website, but I can tell you, as someone that does freelancing, consulting, or basically provides different services, that a website is something that you must have. Before having this website, I used to work on different projects but didn't have a site that really showcased what I love doing and what I wanted to work on. Yes, you might be an Instagram marketer, but keep in mind that people search online and have different questions and that you can go ahead and solve those problems. This has been everything for today's episode. I hope you liked it. I hope you're about to create a website. And I hope you found enough value to finally subscribe to the Frugal SEO podcast. I hope you have a wonderful day and see you in the next one.